Shalom to all. Today's daf is Baba Basra, daf Nun Vav, and we're starting about the sixth line with the words Ein Sham Lo Mitzvah L'Chatzav. And today's daf is sponsored by Elul Nishmas Marsh Meir Masar Basra Yaakov Moshe Her Neshama Should Have an Aliyah Elul Nishmas Marsh Rivka Basra Meir Zev Her Neshama Should Have an Aliyah. Now we were in the middle of discussing making a chazaka and a chasam of a ger, and we had said that chazaka made on any part of the property acquires the entire thing up until the border marker of either Meitzar, which is a standard raised border, or Chatzav, a plant whose roots go straight down and don't branch off to the sides. So the Gemara asks Ein Sham Lo Mitzvah L'Chatzav Mai. Let's say there's no regular border, or there's no chatzav marking the border, and this ger has multiple fields that are all together, so it can either be viewed as one huge field or multiple smaller fields. This guy did a small chazaka. Does he acquire everything or only some of it? So the Gemara answers, Pirush Rav Marinus Mishmoy. Rav Marinus says in his name, who's his name? It's Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Shenikras Al Shmoy. That's if it's called by his name. What does this mean? Hechidami Asa Gemara, Amar Papa, he answers, Dekarule, Bikar Gusa Duplanya. They call the field which is watered by that guy's bar, his water cistern, or his pit. In other words, as we had just said, we have a number of fields which are not clearly delineated, and so his act of chazaka only helps him to be kaina the part of these fields which people call the field watered by that bar. And that entire area is considered like one field, even though maybe it incorporates multiple fields, but since it's viewed as one field, so his act is kind of the entire thing. Now, can you talk about this? Yosef Achabar Avi Kamid Ravasi, he was sitting in front of Ravasi, Yosef Akar Mishmid Ravasi Bar Chanina, he was sitting and singing the name of Ravasi Bar Chanina, Chatsuva Masik Benechas Ager. This Chatsuva, or Chatsav, as we said, is considered a hefsik in the Nuchasim of Ager, and that clearly delineates the property marker. Now, we just ask my Chatsuva what exactly is this Chatsuva. So I'm Rabbi Hudam Rav, Rabbi Hudam Hashem Rav, Shabbat Techem Yeshua Yisrael Sa'aretz. This is the way Yeshua marked the borders of the land for Am Yisrael. As we had explained, this plant goes straight down, the roots don't branch off to the sides, so they don't drain nourishment from either person's field, and this is the way that Yeshua marked the borders. Now, once we mention the borders of Eretz Yisrael, I'm Rabbi Hudam Rav, Loimana Yeshua El Ayar Sa'omdus Al Gvulin. Yeshua only mentioned the cities that are on borders. If you open up Sefer Yeshua and you see where the borders of Eretz Yisrael are, the only cities that are mentioned are either cities that are bordering non-Jewish areas or cities that mark the borders in between different Shvatim's portions, but random cities in between are not mentioned. And I'm Rabbi Yehuda Mershmul, Kol Sharei HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe, Chayav B'Maaser. Anything that Hashem showed Moshe Rabbeinu is Chayav B'Maaser. We know that before Moshe Rabbeinu died, Hashem brought him up to Har Nevoi, and he showed him all of Eretz Yisrael, and the Pasuk tells us that what did he see? The land of the Kanani Prizi Chiti Chivi Girgashi Amayri Nivusi. The Gemara asks, Lafuke Mai, what's this coming to exclude? The answer is, Lafuke Keni Kniz V'Kad Mayni, the lands of these three nations, which Hashem had told Avram Avinu his descendants are going to get, since Hashem did not show these lands to Moshe Rabbeinu, anything that grows here is not chayvin meiser, at least midderaisa. And Tanya of Meir, Amir of Meir says, what are these three lands? Nafchusa, Arva, Vishalma. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda Amir, he says, Harseir, Amon, Umayav. And Rabbi Shimon Amir, he says, what are these three lands? Ardiskas, Asya, Vasfamya. And on to another mission, we continue discussing Chazaka, and over here we're going to have the concept of Edim Zaymimin. What are these? So we know that with Edos Mocheshes, contradictory Edos, we throw both of them out of Bezin. They're contradicting each other. They say it did happen, the other ones say it didn't happen, so we throw them out. But it's not the same thing with Zaymimin. There's a special portion of the Torah that deals with this. One pair of Edim come along and say that Reuven lent Shimon money on Sunday, for example. Now, the second pair are not saying the opposite, that he didn't lend money on Sunday. They simply say that the first pair cannot possibly testify about the situation because Imanu Hayisem B'makom Pliny, you were with us somewhere else on that day that you claimed you saw this halva take place. And it's in this situation that Torah says we believe the second pair because they're not contradicting the first. They just proved that the first couldn't possibly say what they claimed happened. And the halacha is that Edim Zayamin pay everything that they tried to get the other guy to pay. And now knowing that, the Mishnah tells us, we have a pair of Edim, two guys saying that this guy was in this field for 3 years and it really belongs to him because he made a chazaka on it. But they turned out to be Zaymin. They have to pay him everything. They tried to get the real owner of the property to lose out on it by giving this Edos. They turned out to be Zaymin, so they have to pay the real owner the value of the field. Now let's say it was a little bit different. We have three groups of Edim. One testifies that the machzik was there for year number one. The other one testifies the machzik was there year number two. And the third one testifies that the machzik was there year number three. And then they all turned out to be Zayimin. They split the payment three ways in between them. Now it has to be that all three of them were made Zayimin because it was all three of them together, which would have made a proper Edus, putting this property in the hands of the machzik. Now let's say we have another situation. Shloisha Achim, three brothers, and one person is joining with them. So we have three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, and they're each testifying that the machzik was there for a different year. Reuven year one, Shimon year two, Levi year three. And then there's this random guy, Beryl, who pairs up and gives testimony about each year. So first Beryl pairs up with Reuven and says, yes, I saw him there year one. And then Beryl pairs up with Shimon about year two, and once again he pairs up with Levi about year three. What's it doing over here? Maybe we have a problem. We know that brothers are not allowed to join together for Edus, and so the Mishnah tells us, Harei Elu Shalosh Edus, this is considered three separate Edus, because the brothers aren't joining with each other, they're each joining with Beryl, but they're still giving their own individual Edus. So it's a completely valid Edus, and we will establish the land in the hand of the Machzik, and by the same token, Vehein Edus Achos Azom, Hazama, it's considered one Eidos for Hazama. If we want to be Mazim these Eidim, we have to be Mazim all three pairs, which is really just four people, because we had just said that it's three separate Eidos, which means we have to be Mazim all of them. I think Mara tells Masis and Dolik Rabbi Kiva, our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Kiva. The time we have a Brisa, Amar Rabbi Yis says, Shalach Abba Chalafta Eitz Rabbi Yechim Menuri Lomai Taira, when my father Chalafta went to learn Taira by Rabbi Yechim Menuri, Bamri Lon, some say it was the other way around. Rabbi Yechim Menuri Eitz Abba Chalafta Lomai Taira, the Rabbi Yechim Menuri went to my father to learn Taira. Amar Allah, he told him as follows, Haresha Achla Shana Rishana Bifnei Shnaim, Shnei Bifnei Shnaim, Shlishes Bifnei Shnaim. We have a guy in a property, he's being Eichel, he's using it and benefiting from the produce, and the first year he has one set of Eidim testify about, the second year he has another set of Eidim testify about, and the third year he has a third set of Eidim testify about. Mahu, what's the din over here? So Amrullah, he told him, Harezu Chazakah, that's a valid Chazakah. He doesn't have to have one group of Eidim for all 3 years. It could be three groups of Eidim for 3 years. So Amrullah, he responded to him, Afani Yomer Kain, I also say that. Elish Rabbi Kiva Chalik Bedavarzeh, Rabbi Kiva argues on this. Shari Rabbi Kiva, I Rabbi Kiva says, we have our general pasuk about Eidos that tells us the main quote of the pasuk is, Al Pishnaim Eidim Yakum Davar. Based off of two Eidim, a Davar shall be established. Now, what do we learn from here? V'loi Chatzi Davar. Half of a Davar can't be established. And according to Rabbi Kiva, this is considered half of a Davar. A group of Eidim testifying about 1 year doesn't accomplish anything. That doesn't help us at all. We need 3 years. So according to Rabbi Kiva, it doesn't work if you have multiple groups of Eidim testifying about a 3 year Chazakah. Now, obviously, the Rabbanan argue because our mission is like the Rabbanan, and we clearly see it works. The question is, Rabbanan, hi, Davar V'loi Chatzi Davar, my Avdilei. What did Rabbanan do with this drasha of Davar V'loi Chatzi Davar? Even if you want to say it's about the following. Now, this is talking about a girl brings Simanim. We know she has to grow two hairs to show that she became a Gedaila, and we have to have Eidim about that. So if you want to say, according to Rabbanan, it's Lemute Echad Oimer Achas Begabav Echad Oimer Achas Bekresa, that it's excluding this case where one aide says that she had hair on her back and the other aide says that she has one on her stomach, meaning in her private spot. Hai Chatzi Davar V'Chatzi Eidos Hi. This is not only half of a thing being testified about because it's just one hair and not two, but it's also half of an Eidos because we have one aide testifying about one hair. So obviously we're not excluding this in the Pasuk. So Ella must be Lemute Shnaim Oimer Achas Begaba U'Shnaim Oimer Achas Bekresa. That if there's two testifying that there was a hair on her back and two testifying that there was one on her stomach, even though we have two Eidim about a hair and two Eidim about another hair, so technically we should combine them to say that we have two hairs, the Chum say that the meat of the Pasuk Dover, V'lei Chatzi Dover, is excluding this case. And we keep discussing this. Amar Rav Yehuda says, Echad Oimer Achal Chitim V'Echad Oimer Achal Sa'irim Harezu Chazaka. We have two Eidim. One of them says that the Machzik was there using it for wheat, and the other one says the Machzik was there using it for barley. That is a valid Chazaka, and we don't say they're contradicting each other. They're both giving Eidos about 3 years. However, Maskel Rav Nachman asked Rav Yehuda, El Me'atav, that's really so. Echad Oimer Achal Rishonish Shlishes Chamishes. Let's say one aide testifies that this guy was there years 1, 3, and 5. Echad Oimer, and another aide says that Achal Shnei Revius Ushishes, that this guy was there for years 2, 4, and 6. Hachinami to have Chazaka? Would you say that's a valid Chazaka? Of course not. Even though each aide is testifying about 3 years, it's a totally different set of 3 years. And it's the same thing, Rav Yehuda asks Rav Nachman. How could you say in this case it's a valid Chazaka? If one's testifying about wheat and the other one's testifying about barley, the only way they're not Eidos Mucheshes is if they're talking about 2 different years. And if they're discussing 2 different years, well, then we can't pair their Eidos up. Just like if we have one aide testifying about years 1, 3, and 5, and the other aide is testifying about years 2, 4, and 6. So I'm like, Rabbi Huda reviewed the response of Nachman. In essence, Rabbi Huda is telling him that you misunderstood what my case is. And this way he says it. Hachi Hashes, is this really so? Hasam, in that case that you, Rabbi Nachman, just brought me, Beshasa de Kamasid Mar, Loikamasid Mar. Regarding the years that this one's testifying about, that one is not testifying about. This guy's testifying about 1, 3, and 5, and the other one is talking about 2, 4, and 6. So obviously we can't combine their ADIs. But Hacha over here, in the case I'm talking about, both of them are testifying about the same year. It's not like what you, Rav Nachman, thought, that they're talking about 2 separate years. They're talking about the same year. Aye, so you have the question. This seems to be they're contradicting each other. One guy says that he was there eating wheat, and the other guy says he was there eating barley. That's not a problem. What can we say? The differences between wheat and barley is not something people pay attention to. So these two Eidim really are giving Eidos about the same set of 3 years. It's just that one thought that the guy was eating barley, and the other guy thought that he was eating wheat. But that's not considered contradictory. People don't necessarily know the difference between barley and wheat. I certainly do not, and therefore it's not an Eidos Mucheshes. And since again they're testifying about the same exact years, it is a valid Chazaka. And we're going to the last part of Mesha Shalasha Achim Echim Tsarif Yaman, Hare Ilu Shalasha Eidos, Vahin Eidos Achas Hazama. So the Gemara Nunzai Nomad Alpha on top tells us, Hushtar, there was a star, the Hava Chasimi Ale Beitre, there were 2 people signed on it, and Shachiv Chad Minayu. One of them died, and now we have to be Makayim the star. We have to validate it to make sure it's 100% okay. And how do we do this? So if both Eidim were alive, they could come to Bezin and testify, yes, we signed this. And that's what one of the Eidim is doing, but the other aide is dead. So what happened? Asa Achua Dahai Dekai, the brother of the aide that was still alive came along, V'chad Achrina, and another guy with him, to give Eidos about the other guy's signature, meaning the guy who had died. So we have 3 people here. One of the original Eidim testifying about his own signature, and this guy's brother and a random guy testifying about the dead guy's signature. So Sefer Avinu Le'Maimer, Avinu wanted to say, Hanamas Nisin, that's our Mishnah. Gimel Achen Ve'echem Mitzdarfim Mayin, we have three brothers, one guy being mitzdarf with each brother, giving edus about a different year, and that's totally valid, and it's not considered like brothers are giving testimony about the same thing. So Rav Ashi V'Ashi told him, Midami, is that really comparable? Hasam, in that case, meaning in our Mishnah, minus a quarter of the money is not coming from the brothers. That's what Nechi Riva literally means, minus a quarter. In other words, three quarters of the money is not coming from the brothers. What's the case of our Mishnah? We have three brothers giving testimony about three separate years, and each one has an aide pairing up with him, and therefore 50% of the testimony is coming from the brothers, and 50% of the testimony is coming from this other aide. So that's perfectly fine. But Hoch over here in the case where we're being Mekayim Nishtar, Nafik Nechi Riva D'mayna Apum D'Achi, three quarters of the mominess is coming from these brothers. What do we have over here? One brother giving testimony about his own signature, so that's 50% of the edos, and then in regards to the other 50% of the edos, 50% of that, which is 25% of the entire thing, is coming from another brother. So here we have 75% of this edos, or the mominess, is coming from the shtar based off of the testimony of brothers, and that is not okay. So these two cases are not comparable. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to talk about chazakah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.